Attila Karani-Dilshan marked his 300th ODI with a century, and Mahela Jayawardena waved farewell to Colombo with a wicket as Sri Lanka thrashed England by 87 runs in the seventh and final game at the R. Primadesa Stadium. Dilshan cracked 101 to lay the foundations as Sri Lanka batted first, and swift half-centuries from Dinesh Chandimal and Tisara Pereira pushed them up to a score of 302 for 6. England, despite a shuffled batting order, fell well short, with only Joe Root able to take the attack to the Sri Lankans. He scored 80. Dilshan and leg spinner Sekhuke Prasanna took 3 wickets apiece, and on his final appearance in Sri Lanka before retiring from ODIs after the World Cup, Jayawardena took the last wicket to fall. Fittingly, perhaps, James Treadwell was stumped by Kumar Sangakkara. England were bowled out for 215. Sri Lanka won the series 5-2. The 8 Indian Premier League teams have finalised the list of players they've chosen to retain and those which they've released ahead of the 2015 competition. 123 players have been retained, and there were 5 player trades during the window, which closed 3-4 days ago. The players who've been released by their franchises can now decide to be entered into the auction ahead of the new season. For the full list of who's been retained and released, please head to the IPL section on cricketworld.com. Australia have confirmed 3 changes for the second test against India, which begins in Brisbane tonight, with pace bowler Josh Hazlewood set for his debut. Fellow quick bowler Mitchell Starc makes a return to the side, while Sean Marsh replaces injured batsman and captain Michael Clarke. Hazlewood and Starc replace Ryan Harris, who has an injury, and Peter Siddle, who's been dropped.